There's somebody that's going to put his name back on a ballot, and that's Al Carlson, a man I worked with in the legislature for a lot of years, different sides of the aisle. But this is not a partisan position, per se, being on the Fargo City Commission. You're running for it again, the way it sounds.
Yeah, that last time was the first time I'd ever been involved in city politics, and there was 14 people in the race. And Fargo has the consensus or approval voting.
Yep.
And I finished third. Not a good place. Excuse me, Joe. Not a good place to finish when they only accept two.
Right. But did it surprise you that you got that close, or did you go in thinking you had
this? No, I kind of thought the fact that it's all about name recognition and what your skill set is. And I thought I presented those as well as I could to the voters. Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of voters in the primary. I think this year is a whole different setup with all the contested races that are going on, especially in my party. Where there's at least four people in the House race.
Yeah.
There's at least three in the...
Well, Republicans are going to turn out to vote in the primary.
In the governor's race. And I think that brings out more voters on both sides, but mostly on my side, the Republican side of the aisle. And you're right. This is a nonpartisan race. At least they call it. But if you had to put a tag on the people that are on the commission, they'd all have a tag. They'd all have an R or a D, what all people assume that they are. And it's more about the philosophy of how you believe government should run. You don't need to have a Republican or Democrat tag. But if you're a guy like me who believes that government should be limited, you know, that individual freedoms are important, that reasonable regulations are important, that taxes should be lower, you know, then obviously I fall on one side of the fence. If you believe that the government is set up to make sure that they can take care of everything, then you're on the other side of the fence. So I think you have to talk about in a race like this your skill set, and number two, why you're doing it, how you can use those skills to help the city go forward. And Fargo's a great town. I always tell the story, Joel, when I started building in 1980, started building houses, there was a two-lane road across 25th Street. There was a two-lane bridge across 25th, and it was gravel south of there.
Yeah.
There was no Bluemont Lakes. There was no O'Graff. There was no 32nd Avenue. There was none of those things were even paved. And today, and there were 50,000 people in Fargo. Today, there's 135,000 or more, and it's still growing south. And the town is growing. It's a great opportunity to be involved in the continued growth of the city.
So fix property taxes. And I would challenge you on this. You were one of the most powerful legislators at the time that you served. And you had an opportunity in a state that has $10 billion in the bank to get some money moving to cities like this where they could reduce property taxes. If I was a landowner in Fargo and you were at a forum saying, I want to be your city commissioner, I would push you on that. I'd say, why didn't you help me with my property taxes when you were at the state?
And the answer is I did. We paid 12% of your property taxes of every property owner in North Dakota for 3 years. And that was a bill that I helped put forward. We took excess revenue and we put that revenue back into a direct payment to the county, city, states to lower their taxes, which they lowered to you. 12% for 3 years in a row. The trouble is people didn't even recognize it for the most part. I didn't get any thank you notes. But then when the budget got tough, 2017-18, when we had $1.8 billion short in revenue, we had to stop that program and the taxes went back up. But what we didn't do, Joel, is we didn't stop the spending back at home. We just threw some money into the pot, and without them expecting that they had to lower everything in return, and things have kept creeping.
How can you say the money got tight at the state level when we're sitting on all that surplus?
Well, we weren't back then. I'm talking about 2017. Now you're talking a whole different game since then. There's a lot of revenue that's come in. The price of oil when it was $100 not too long ago a barrel, obviously based on a percentage tax, that's a lot of money. But back then in 17, we were $1.8 billion short of revenue from the time before. And that's when we had to stop. But to your answer is, yes, we did. We took that money and we gave 12% rebate. And you got it on your house. If you go back in your statements, you'll see a statement that says tax paid by the state. And it says 12% for 3 years in a row.
Well, I will tell you this. Not a lot of people in Fargo feel their property taxes are low.
Well, of every tax there is, That's the one the people like the least.
Yeah.
And you also have to understand that the city is a small part of the tax. You know, not even a third of the tax. They're probably a fourth to a fifth of the total tax on your property. The county and the schools are also big players. The park districts are big players in this tax. Mm-hmm. So unless all of those get together in a group and say, we're gonna take a real concerted effort here to tighten our belts and to not raise our tax mills. If we the assessments go up, you lower the mills so that the property tax gets relief.
This is getting broader than the city race, I realize, but we are talking about property taxes. This issue that Becker and these other guys are pushing to eliminate property taxes in North Dakota, your thoughts?
Well, I, if you and I would both fall on the side of local control when we were legislators, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we did that because we think that the decisions made at home are the best decisions. If you want the state of North Dakota, the legislature, to be the board of directors on all property taxes, take it over at the state level, because then you're going to decide how much money Hankinson gets or how much money Fargo gets. No, you don't need all that money. You know, the legislature divvies up the pot and says there's going to be a problem here. I think that it's a huge problem to turn that over to those 94 people in the House and those 47 people in the Senate and let them determine the total real estate tax bill that's going to happen.
Especially if you come from a town like I did, where you have one senator for your whole county.
Yeah.
I mean, in this city, you have a lot of senators.
The rural ones would pay the biggest price.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, it sounds good, though, Joel. Sounds good to say no property tax, but somebody's going to pay it and somebody's going to regulate it, and that's going to be a problem.
So let me ask you this. What does the city of Fargo commission right now, and don't get broad, what do they do wrong?
You know, I'm not sure how much they do wrong, because I don't watch each and every vote, but I can tell you that you need to be the skill set that I learned over time was, number one, to work with people, to gather a lot of knowledge and make good decisions. And that's the skill set I can take to the city. I can't tell you that this vote was wrong or that vote was wrong. You know, that people call up and say, well, why did they vote on Gaza? You know, I'm not sure why they voted on Gaza, but they did. So, and why did they hire this person or that person? I would take each one of those as a separate vote, and I can tell you that after I analyze it, I can tell you how Al would vote. I can't stand it. I'm not going to criticize each and every one of their votes, because I quite honestly don't know all the workings behind each one. But if I'm there, I will. I'll find it out.
So somebody says, ask Al if he cares so much about lowering property taxes, why he didn't run for the school board.
You know, that's a good question. I have, as a former teacher, I have not had, I suppose as your kids get older, you show a little less passion for all the programs in the schools. I encourage people to run for the school board, but it's never been a passion of mine to be a school board member as a former teacher.
Let me hit that one once too. I love it when I see parents of kids in schools on the school board. I think that they're more connected to it. And that isn't to say that they're all bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm thinking of some on the Fargo School Board right now who have got their kids raised and are passionate about public school. And this isn't a slam at them. But when I see parents on school boards where their kids every day are there, as long as it isn't self, you know, I want my little Johnny to be on the basketball team.
And he's going to start.
Yeah, exactly. Stick around. We're going to have more with Al Carlson when we come back. Well, it isn't all love. Al Carlson, former state representative, running for the position on the city commission. One says, how many times do we need to say no to Carlson? He said, let others run. He doesn't seem to get the message. Your thoughts to that?
You know what? I would hope that if that person has the attitude they have, they should probably put their name on the ballot. Because it's not easy to do that and to stand either have the victory or you have the sting of defeat. If you think you can make a difference, then you should run.
I think
the skill set I developed, Joel, over the years of organization and ability to communicate and to study budgets and help build them, I think those are valuable skills that the city needs, and I'm willing to share those talents with the city. Now, if you don't like it, then don't vote for me. That's the question.
People know about your old job here, so they're starting to ask you about legislative questions, which I'm going to avoid. You're running for the city commission, but there is one thing here that people are talking about, which is you know, when you're sitting here looking at the legislature and how that affects the Fargo City Commission, is there enough communication between the two versus, you know, both you and I, there's certain things we really agree on. We always have separation of different governments, right? But is there enough communication between Fargo and Bismarck?
You know, there always can be better communication because if you understand, Joel, all the different pots of money that flow from the state back to the city, and those dollars are all built into the Fargo budget, whether it be a sales tax revenue sharing, whether it be the highway distribution fund money shared back, but that communication needs to stay open. So as our city grows, our needs grow, we need to be able to talk to the legislature and say, we have more needs than we've ever had before. Can you help us out? Have you got the money to do it? I think that bridge needs to always be in place. And quite honestly, I can tell you there was not a lot of times as a leader that anybody, other than the diversion, did they ever come to me and say, you know, you should really take a good look at that highway distribution fund formula because I think the cities are being shortchanged. Nobody from the cities ever came to me and asked me that.
I think that there's another part, and this falls more on your side of the aisle than mine. I think that there's a lot of benefits that the cities get. If you drive around Fargo, there's money being spent by government. I mean, we've just got to acknowledge that. I mean, especially when you drive up from the south like I do and you see that diversion. But Fargo spends money. And a lot of that money comes from the federal government. A lot of it comes from the federal government. And I think that at a state level, when you were majority leader and now as a city commissioner, there at least needs to be a recognition that a lot of those dollars come from the federal government. We'd be lost without them.
Oh, absolutely. And no man is an island here, Joel. The city cannot exist without, and if you put your hand out, there's always things that go with it. You know, there's rules and regulations you have to live mm-hmm. with. The point is, are you willing to do all those things or not do them? And in most cases, the state says to the federal government, give me the money. We couldn't make our Medicaid payments and Medicare payments without the feds. You know, we couldn't do it. And we couldn't build and fix our highways if it wasn't for the federal highway money. The same goes for the city as it flows down. You got to have good communication with that. Like you say, you drive by the diversion every day. Just think where a majority of that money's coming from. It's a partnership, but there's a majority of it's coming from the federal government.
Well, let's get to Andrew. Andrew, you got a question for Al Carlson.
Yeah, Mr. Carlson, as a younger guy looking to get into politics, I was just wondering what your advice is on a good first step into whether it's legislature or city politics, and open to any advice you got for a young guy looking to, you know, get into service.
Well, I guess my first step, and I think Joel will agree with me on this, is I think you should get involved. First of all, you have to know where you affiliate, with which party you affiliate or what your philosophy is on government. But our parties are always looking for people to come and join and get involved at the grassroots level. You know, learn the system, learn how to, I mean, you probably got to carry brochures from door to door to begin with. Meet the right people, get involved in some of your local meetings, go to these forums that they have. And by doing that, you're going to be able to get yourself involved in the process. Because it is very difficult just to come in, not so much in the school board race or maybe the county commissioner race, but it's more difficult to jump right into the legislature unless you've been involved somehow with one of the parties.
Well, it certainly helps if you've been involved.
Yeah, but if you're involved, sure. It does help because it takes money to run. But go to these meetings, get involved, know the issues. You know.
So before I ask you these next questions, well, I got 30 seconds. She's telling me, what the heck is going on with your party? I mean, that convention was Animal House on Toga Night. I mean, what's just going on? You got 20 seconds, go.
All I can tell you is we make a lot of money for your radio station with the stuff we do.
Thank you, by the way. Abby, we're going to get a raise over this?
We can only hope. Okay.
Yeah. All right. People, Facebook, or where are they going? You again. Yeah. No, all right. Well, we'll visit again.
Yeah. All right.
Stay around.
It's early.